The Philippine government is scrambling to provide shelter, food, and basic supplies for hundreds of thousands of people displaced by the floods. Tropical storm Kitsana brought torrential rains to the northern Philippines Saturday, inundating most of the capital Manila and surrounding provinces. Surging water washed away buildings and cars. Scores of people were killed and many are still missing.
Tinutuloy natin ang ating magawaing pagsagip.
President Gloria Arroyo called the disaster an extreme event. It has strained the government's capabilities to the limit. She said rescue efforts will continue until all residents are accounted for. 2 days after the flooding, rescue and relief operations continue to be hampered by the lack of rubber boats and helicopters. Many victims are demanding answers from local authorities for the lack of advance warning and the slow response to the emergency. Victims said they were stranded on their rooftops for hours before help arrived. Floodwaters in some areas subsided Monday, but thousands of homes are still without power. The government Monday appealed for international humanitarian assistance. Vilma Cabrera, Assistant Secretary of the Philippine Social Welfare Department, says her agency needs donations of basic necessities.
Right now we need mats, blankets, mosquito nets, and then cooking utensils. We need hygiene kits. We need flashlights and lighting equipment.
People have been warned about the danger of waterborne diseases. Schools are closed until Tuesday and many offices remain shut. Storms lash the Philippines every year and Tropical Storm Kitsana was not one of the strongest, but it brought very large amounts of rain. In Manila, Saturday, a month's worth of rain fell in 12 hours. Hedda Bayron for VOA News, Hong Kong.